Hello, hi, welcome to my podcast show, Blabbers with me. So, this is probably the first episode, and I'm so sorry for putting off like posting episodes because I've been quite busy. Okay, that's a bit of a lie, but I have been quite busy with my assignments and college and blah blah blah. So, I mean, here it is, okay? So, I'm actually keeping it light for the first episode. And quite short, because I don't really wanna talk a lot on the first episode. And because, like, you guys are gonna be like, oh, she's super fucking talkative. I do not want to listen to this shit anymore. I get it. I don't like listening for too long anyway. So, right now it's actually 2 in the morning and I have a morning class tomorrow. Well, that makes it today. I have a class at 9 a.m. today. That's bad. Anyways, so today I'll be talking about an issue, something like that I've been dealing with lately. That is being underestimated by people around me, by my family, my friends, my peers. I've actually felt this way for a really long time. Ever since I was a kid, there's always someone better than me. And in this case, in my family, my big sister would be the one better than me, obviously. I mean, the eldest, right? They're like the golden child. So lately it's been super prominent to me that it's a crucial feeling, you know? So I've always been underestimated, always been misjudged by everyone, honestly. Like, maybe because I am perceived as dumb, you know? Like, some of my friends would like joke around and like call me stupid, call me dumb and all that. And obviously I'm hurt by it, but I mean there's some, like, for me, I think like there's some sort of meaning into the joke. I mean, they really wanted to tell me that because they think that I am. So, I mean, I don't disagree. I'm not dumb though. I don't know. So, yeah, that's some sort of underestimation too towards me. And maybe I'm not good at a lot of things when they expect me to be. You know, I don't keep up with their expectations. And they became quite disappointed with it. I asked a classmate of mine in high school before what was her first impression of me, and then she said, like, I thought you were really smart. I looked at you and oh shit, you may be a straight A girl, you know, straight A student or something. And then she said, like, but I know you now. And then I just got it, like, okay, I know I'm not the person that you thought that I'm going to be in your head. I get that a lot. So because of that, I really like changes. Because when I meet new people and then like I create some kind of personality, some kind of wit. And they'll think like, oh shit, she's actually cool and smart and funny and all that. When it was just like a alter ego or something. But maybe just a little part of that could be just tiny bit of myself in it, in the personality that I show people. I like meeting new people and then just like not having like a serious like relationship with them, friendship or whatever, something like that. Having something with them afterwards, So like I meet new people, I let them perceive me in this way that I show them like, oh, I can do a lot of things and I can lie about a lot of things too. And you don't get to find out because I'm so gonna ghost you after. It's so shitty, but I like leaving it the way it is, just like that. Like, I want them to perceive me as that for forever, obviously. So I don't get people to be close to me because of that. That sounds so fucking selfish. But I've been surrounded by people that actually stayed for me, for the whole me, and they know how I am. They know how dumb I can be and how ignorant and stupid and whatever. So having new people seeing me the way that maybe my close friends and my family does, I don't know, it brings shame to me. I hate people knowing me, like when they just know how I am on the outside and they think that I'm this amazing, cool person, and I'm so fucking glad with that. Like, I don't want to show you how dumb and everything bad that I can be, It's a toxic trait. But when I opened up about when I show those parts of me to someone, maybe someone new or someone that I've known for a long time and then I just wanted to get quite close with, I just know that they will feel this a certain way to me, like about me. So I just, most of the time, what the fuck? Most of the time, especially with my family, I would just keep quiet because everything that I say is dumb. Everything that I do is hurtful, or, they will judge me for it. So I just like stayed away from them as much as I could. It's bad, yeah, but at least I feel good about it. It's selfish too. Yeah, I'm aware. But at least I don't hurt people in the process. That actually took a big toll on me and on me emotionally, mentally, and actually physically. So I just at home, honestly, I just kept quiet. This is why I'm making a fucking podcast show because I have nobody to talk to. And I'm talking to myself. I'm assuming people are listening to these. So it's a toxic trait, of course, because I spend less time with people and I get drained very easily because I just don't wanna get them to know me very deeply, and I like how they would perceive me in a way that I want people to perceive me as, like cool and funny and whatever, and leave it be just like that so they don't have to know me and then regret knowing me or something like that, Yeah. I mean, I need to, maybe connect with people a lot more lately. But it's just so hard because people that know me now, I just know, like, deep down that they underestimate me, you know? Like that constant feeling, even though they're not saying it, but I can see it and I can sense and feel it, you know? It's just there, the feeling. It lingers, it doesn't go away. Because I know how terrible and actually dumb I can be. And I know they perceive me in that way too, even though they don't say it. You know what I mean? I think that's like the biggest issue that I, one of the biggest issues that I've been dealing with lately. I mean, even in high school, I've always been the dumb girl in class or something like that, you know, because I don't work hard. And when I do something that is like beyond belief, there will be my, maybe like people around me, my classmates or whatever, they will be like quite shocked. Like, oh, you're actually smart. Or you work hard. Oh, you're useful, you know? And I just hate that feeling. Like, they just realize how resourceful I can be and how serious I can be because nobody takes me seriously. Everybody thinks I'm just a child, even now, and it sucks. And so I just kept quiet. I became that introverted person, that shy person, when I'm not. Like, I'm definitely maybe a strong 90%, okay, no, 75% extroverted, and I hate not being that. I had a long phase of hiding what I am and who I am. And I guess now I can proudly say that I'm getting better, obviously. It's just that it comes around sometimes. Yeah. I guess I'm gonna wrap that up. I don't really want to talk about me a lot. I'm just kidding. I'm gonna talk a lot about me. I think I'm gonna answer some of y'all's questions that you asked me on my previous story on my Instagram. I put up the question poll thingy, whatever that shit is. That was a long time ago, actually. I am so sorry. I mean, I started it and then I ghosted everything. That is so me. That is, yeah. Gotta get used to it. Okay, so I'm gonna get into the questions. So I got a lot of, I received a lot of questions actually, but I'm just gonna answer a few because I don't want this episode to be like really freaking long because it could be very boring for you guys to listen to. So first question is, how did you start doing art? How? I would say that I enjoy watching cartoons a lot when I was a kid, and I think my all-time favorites, my top three favorite cartoons growing up would be obviously Adventure Time. Second is Regular Show, and third, ooh, I can't choose. Gumball is pretty good. I loved Gravity Falls. So I grow out watching them and a lot more. I fell in love with cartoons. So I would just like watch anything and get a fucking sketchbook and pencil prepared and just draw whatever I see on the screen. And then I really get into it. I really got into it. And I don't know, I really like drawing and painting and whatever. I don't really draw a lot lately. I just paint. I think painting really enhances my skills even more. I mean, if you have the passion, and you can practice and build up the skill. And if you have like talent, that enhances it even more. But it's just overall, it's just practice. So I guess, yeah, cartoons really helped a lot. I watch them now even. Yeah. So second question is how to cope on a bad day. Why do I sound like a presenter, honestly? How do I cope, huh? I've had quite a lot of bad days lately. Mainly because I haven't been sleeping much. Oh, speaking of that, if you have a bad day, take a rest. And I mean like off your social media for a while. Maybe just like lay down. Just don't do anything. And don't overthink or anything. Just like lay down and take a short nap. What helps for me is I read books when I'm like stressed about something. Even though I don't have much time, that maybe like in a day I have to like finish my assignments and a lot more tasks, but when I'm just super stressed about it, I would either just like take a rest or just spend like 10 minutes or 30, read a book, like a good book, not a stressful crime one, but I do that. So yeah, it actually helps. It calms you down rather than go on your social media. That would actually make your brain hurt even more. And because technology doesn't really help on reduce stress, I guess, for me. Also, treat yourself. I would just eat something actually refreshing. But like if you like have a chocolate, it doesn't hurt you unless you eat in like three bars or something, then something's fucked up with you. I'm so sorry if you do this. What the fuck? I'm so sorry if you do that. I don't mean to offend you, but like yeah, do that. Next question is how to love ourselves. I get asked this a lot, actually. I think the key to loving yourself is just acceptance. If you like accept how you are as a person wholeheartedly, I think you will start to like yourself even more. Even liking yourself is really fucking hard. I'm struggling too. But when you accept yourself, when you accept that you can't do certain things, but you're like very talented in certain things, and that you're considered short or something, or you have a big nose, but then you see that it all kind of fits you, you know? I have a big ass fucking nose and I hated it growing up. But like now, I just like look in the mirror and be like, wow, I have a killer nose bridge. So that's me accepting myself in a way. Like I can't really quite change that. But maybe if you hate how you act with people and people hate that about you too. There's something wrong with you. I am so sorry. But maybe like correct yourself in that way, in that aspect. But overall, it's just acceptance. And when you accept yourself, you start to feel confident and your self-esteem will go sky high. And then you're gonna start loving yourself. It's a long process, actually. It's a non-stop, ongoing process that you will experience until you fucking die. I'm still struggling about it too, you know. So I guess, yeah, acceptance is the key. Even though it sounds kind of bullshit. Believe me. Next question is, Do you ever feel so sad wanting to be alone? Yes, all the time. What do you usually do for your me time? I would, as bad as this is gonna sound, I would lock myself alone in my room. My room's a safe place, and it should be yours too. Literally do everything in my room. That sounds bad, but like, it actually helps me. Again, like, read a book. It really helps. It really reduces stress. Eat something healthy. Yeah. Usually I would just do something that I like when I'm like having my alone time. Like maybe painting or whatever that would calm you down and what would like give you perspective on life even more is something like that. I hope that helps. I feel like I'm not fucking helping at all. Oh, okay. I think this is gonna be the last question. Why did you choose architecture? I actually take architecture and design, but I'm actually taking a diploma in interior design. I fall under that category. So, why did I choose it? 'Cause I guess like you know when you're like good at art and then you feel like oh shit, architecture, art, whatever, I can fucking do that. So like I guess like most people that are like good at art just go under that courses. 'Cause if I want to take animation, I don't feel like I do not want to say it. I do not want to say it. But like I don't know, I'm aiming big, I guess. I think maybe because it is remotely close to art and I'm like good at it. I'm good at it and I'm passionate about it. So it's like a win-win situation. I don't, and I quite like it. Well, yeah. I sound like I'm in denial, but I'm not. I'm actually enjoying it. So I guess just go with something that you love doing and that you're good at. Even though you're not good at it, there's always practice. You can always practice anytime. Because practice enhance perfection. That doesn't make fucking sense. I should actually stop talking. So, yeah, I hope this was interesting enough. It's actually, now it's actually almost 3. I should probably go to sleep. So I'm wrapping this episode up, and I have recorded few episodes with few guests that I will upload probably prob I can't speak anymore. Probably spoon probably soon. So stay tuned because they're actually quite interesting. Yeah, so like you guys have a great day though. And stay hydrated, please. Please, please, please. Oh, do you know that for every 25 kilos of a person requires 1 liter of water? Yeah. Isn't this episode very useful? I think maybe only this part. Okay, I've been talking to way too long. So, have a good day, you guys, and stay tuned because the upcoming episodes will be super much better. And I'm so sorry for my stupid, shitty mic, and I'm so sorry that I will not get a new one. So, yeah, I guess that's all. Oh, and if you have any questions, if you want to share anything, you guys can text me, ask me, whatever, on the link in my description below. So you guys do that. I love listening to you guys' thoughts, questions, whatever. So, yeah. Because that's all. Okay. Bye. That's.